This summer will mark 1 year since thousands of residents in Jefferson County started a movement to rally against a Denmark-based company called Rockwool. The company's proposed West Virginia plant would manufacture stone wool insulation across the street from an elementary school. The issue has sparked contention throughout the region. The voices from those against Rockwool have grown louder, but so too have those who do want Rockwool in West Virginia. Mention Rockwool to anyone in Jefferson County, and you'll likely get a range of responses. If you drive along almost any road in the county, you'll find sign after sign that read, "Say no to Rockwool" or "Stop toxic Rockwool." In fact, along some roads, there are giant signs propped up on trucks and trailers saying that same message. It's clear many in the county do not want this plant built. Since pushback to the proposed Rockwool plant erupted almost a year ago, the community has only grown more divided. Those against the plant have taken their challenges to the courts, but those in support of the plant have gotten more organized too.
I am the secretary of Jefferson County Prosperity. It is prosperity for all of Jefferson County.
That's Kearneysville resident Barbara Fuller. Jefferson County Prosperity formed as a result of the strong opposition to Rockwool and is the only pro-Rockwool group in the county, with 50 active members and more than 1,000 likes on Facebook.
Everybody wants it to be back the way it used to, where people weren't at each other's throats. I mean, I can go into Walmart now and they'll know who I am and, you know, I'll get nasty glares, which is crazy. And it never used to be like that. Jefferson County used to be so warming.
Fuller first spoke with West Virginia Public Broadcasting at one of Rockwool's open houses last August. At that time, she wasn't totally on board with Rockwool yet. But she says after doing her own research and going to the company's open houses, she's now strongly supportive and believes Rockwool will be a good neighbor, safe, and stand by their promises.
They want to give back. They want the people around to be happy. They want their employees to be happy.
Denmark-based Rockwool makes stone wool insulation by melting down basalt rock and recycled slag. And then those fibers are spun to create a wool-like material used to insulate buildings, industrial applications, or acoustic ceilings. The company wants to build a 460,000-square-foot plant in Ranson, Jefferson County, and it would employ about 150 people, earning wages between $35,000 and $85,000 a year. But its two 21-story smokestacks would tower over a local elementary school. Some in the county feel as if they were blindsided by state and county officials who invited Rockwool to locate here.
You weren't sure if this was scary or not.
That's Harpers Ferry resident Sean Amos.
People had questions, and we weren't sure how we had gone from nothing and then sort of just this trickling of information about some Danish company that was coming to, oh my gosh, there's a giant polluting factory about to be dropped down in the backyard across the street from an elementary school.
Amos is a board member of the leading Rockwool opposition group called Jefferson County Vision, the not-for-profit group formed out of a Facebook group called Concerned Citizens Against Rockwool that has nearly 11,000 members. Jefferson County Vision's mission statement includes fighting for clean air, clean water, and clean government. The group has filed FOIA requests against the Jefferson County Commission and the Jefferson County Development Authority, or JCDA, all related to Rockwool. They've also filed lawsuits against the JCDA and the state. These lawsuits are still pending, but Amos is confident that Rockwool will be defeated.
This Why? Factory is not coming here because the citizens have decided that it will not be built here. This will not happen here. And it's just a matter of time before this water flood of citizenry finds the weak places in the wall and undermines the foundation that this thing came here on.
The debate over Rockwool even sparked upset during the 2018 election. Some new Jefferson County commissioners were elected, and two House of Delegates seats in Jefferson County flipped from red to blue. Delegates Sammy Brown and John Doyle, both Democrats, were elected, and both are adamantly opposed to Rockwool. Here's Delegate John Doyle.
I would venture to say, if an accurate poll were taken, if you hired an expensive polling firm to do a thoroughly accurate poll, that the results would be something like 20% of the county's population would be in favor of Rockwool, 60% against, and 20% undecided. So it's essentially among those who have an opinion, it's 3-1 against.
Despite this, though, Rockwool isn't backing down.
We really respect the commitment that we made to the community to build the factory and create the jobs. That was a commitment on our side, and they made some commitments to us.
In a Skype interview with Rockwool's North American president, Trent Ogilvy, West Virginia Public Broadcasting asked if it was still worth locating to Jefferson County, given the level of pushback from so much of the community.
We respect that some local citizens may have a different view and have a right to air their concerns. And there, all we ask is to engage in constructive, fact-based, open-minded conversation. We respect concern, and we just want to make sure we can engage and be transparent and answer their questions.
Rockwool has been active within the county in the past year. The company has attended various community events and even donated $30,000 to the Shepherdstown Volunteer Fire Department. But Rockwool is facing a new challenge. The Jefferson County Board of Education this month offered to purchase the land from Rockwool and use the site to build a regional student support center. Rockwool filed a lawsuit against the Board of Education, stating the move violates the company's state and federal constitutional rights. Despite the pushback and division within the county, Rockwool President Ogilvy says he expects the plant to be operational by mid-2020. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.